Now, let's start at the beginning then. Let's go. Come now is the time to worship you.
I'll just belt it.
Go. Good.
It's 1 hour till showtime at Jim Copeland's final public concert.
Now is the time.
The 78-year-old handles flubs like a pro, which he is. Copeland's been directing choirs since his dad volunteered him to lead music at a friend's congregation, Nebraska Avenue Church of Christ. He was just 15 at the time.
In fact, I had to ride a streetcar over there because I didn't have a driver's license.
Since then, Copeland has racked up quite a resume. He was the choral director at Chamberlain High School from 1958 to 1982. He's also been music supervisor for Hillsborough County Schools, and he's in both the schools and the county's Hall of Fame. In August, Copeland will step down from directing Sunday services at Forest Hills Presbyterian Church, where he's been leading the choir for 3 decades.
Here, we have a very strict procedure for being in the choir. We check your pulse.
One choir member whose pulse is racing tonight is soprano Kathy Batum. A few minutes before the opening number, I find her sitting anxiously in a third row pew with alto Molly Garnett.
I feel sad.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Don't cry. We haven't started yet.
Kathy sang with him in high school. At Chamberlain High School.
I followed him to this church, and I've been singing with him for 22 years here at Forest Hills Presbyterian, and he was my music teacher in high school, and he just touches so many lives, so it's really hard tonight.
About 50 of Copeland's former students are in the crowd. Although he left his teaching job years ago, Copeland still runs into old students from time to time, and he keeps in touch on Facebook. Some experiences just bind people for life, like the time in the 70s when the Chamberlain High School Choir performed for then-presidential candidate Jimmy Carter. Copeland considers what happened next a highlight of his career.
We went down to Curtis Dixon Hall, which used to be down there. Now it's Curtis Dixon Park. And sang, and he was just absolutely enthralled with the group. He walked out with us and said, listen, when I'm president, you're going to come to the White House. I want the nation to hear you. So he did. On, I think, March 8th, 1977, we went to the White House, found out the acoustics in the East Room are tremendous.
After retirement, Copeland promises to stay active at Forest Hills Presbyterian. After all, his wife Bonnie is the church organist. But don't expect to see Copeland in a choir robe unless he's asked.
I'll go up and sing in the choir if the new guy wants me to. But he'll have to invite me because I'm not going to just, you know, it's sort of hard. You can't have two directors like you have two popes now, but you really can't do that.
Tonight, though, Copeland is still in charge. For the concert's final number, he invites all his former students to join the choir on stage.
Because we always ended our concert with the Lutkin arrangement of the Lord Bless You and Keep You. Even when I was at Chamberlain, we did that. We do that here, too. I've always done that piece for my 60 years.
When the song ends, one choir member asks if they can sing it again. Copeland is too choked up to answer. DeLia Colon, WUSF, 89.7 News.